Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice praise. Praise Him and thank Him. So, a couple things. So, probably about 6 weeks ago, I started to try to take Sundays off. Now, again, we are apart from law, so the days of Sabbath, they don't apply to us in the sense that you're not supposed to work or whatever. But I do think that there's a reason why God did it. And so I'm like deciding to not work. Well, I've been not work on like Sundays. So I've been kind of looking at historical, like the Jewish religion, all that stuff, like what they did. And they didn't clean, they didn't buy things, they didn't do anything on Sunday. So I've been trying to get to that point where I do that. And good luck trying to clean your house, do all your laundry, you know, buy everything you need, like all that stuff, and then take an entire day off. It is something, but I've been pounding it, hitting the pavement, trying to get it done. But anyways, the other thing I've been doing is I've been working on power and inherent power, and then I'm going to move to Exertia and then Holy Spirit, all this stuff. If you ever want to see that, it's under study and on the website. It's everything I'm studying at the moment. But anyways, I've been working that pretty hard. But today I wanted to do kind of an oldie. If you go to Psalms chapter 62, verse 1, it says, "Truly or surely I myself waiteth in silence upon God, for from him cometh my safety, my victory, my salvation." I always loved David because of his heart. He looked to God and God was his victory. And it wasn't money and it wasn't defense or the horses or the weapons. It was God. And where do you put God in your life? What perspective or what prism do you look at God? Where do you put your trust? Verse 2, "He truly is my rock." And rock is a symbol of firmness. "He is truly my rock and my salvation," or my safety from evil. "He is my defense or high tower. I shall not greatly be moved." Are you shaken when bad things happen to you to the point where you get shaken off recognizing who your sufficiency is? "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. All things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to his purpose." The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ and confess it and have that Holy Spirit, that's where you are with God. If you jump down to verse 5, "My soul, wait in silence upon God, for my expectation in the state of expecting is from him." And I love that. God set it up. Our expecting state, the state where you are expecting hope or expecting, and hope is that expectation of future good. All that stuff comes from God. When you're going through your trials and tribulations work with patience, or tribulations work experience patience and patience hope, and hope will never cause shame. It will not cause shame. When you're going through those tribulations and those trials, are you looking to God? Are you expecting God to come through? Asking him to open the doors and to close the doors. Asking him to show his presence there. Be involved in the meeting. Where do you go when you're going through trouble? Verse 6, "Truly he is my rock." Again, a symbol for firmness and my salvation. "He is my defense or high tower. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge or shelter is in God. Confide in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him." God is a refuge or a shelter for us, Salah. God tells us to declare our prayers to him and to pray to him, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you pour out your heart before God in trouble? Do you pour out your heart with thanksgiving in good times? And really, every day is a good day. You're alive. You know, sometimes as difficult it is to think about that. Every day is a good day. I want to finish up with this. Verse 10, "Trust or confide not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power and strength belongeth to God, and unto thee, O Lord, belongeth grace, for thou renderest to every man according to his works. Now, this is Old Testament. Now, everything is rendered based on your believing in the name of his Son. But power belongs to God. Inherent power belongs to God. And sometimes it's hard to remember that. Pray the big prayers today. Pray the small prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have the fear, and I wanna rock the gypsy.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Just for everything you do for us again. I thank you for the weekend and the blessings you give me. I pray that you continually show me how to, clean up my diet and also get away from sugar. I thank you for your loving disposition. I thank you for the people you've surrounded me with in my life and for those believers that are around me. And I'm very grateful for Rob again for the working out and all that stuff and my family. And I just pray for a great day today. Everything gets done that needs to get done, and this warehouse gets buttoned up at some point soon. And I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.